beautifully, beautifully, beautifully done. God bless you. Angelic voice, if you ask me. Praise the Lord. I want you to take your Bible, turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You know, as I'm meditating on this service, thinking about this service, what it means, there is no doubt that some of you have come in here tonight with heavy hearts. No doubt some come in here with hurting hearts. But tonight is not about hurt. It's not about being heavy in your heart. It's about thinking about the Lord. The Lord's Supper is to be done in remembrance of Him. And all we do when we come to a service like this is we completely turn our focus, our attention upon the Lord. And we remember what He's done for us. And I remind you, in the New Testament, how they spit upon Him, they ripped His face out of His, I'm talking about the hair out of His face, took the cat of nine tails and whipped Him and lashed Him until the Word of God says, a prophecy concerning the crucifixion in the book of Psalms, that His inwards stared upon Him. We believe what that means is that He was so badly beaten that you could see part of His internal being as a result of the beating that He took. They platted a crown of thorns and put it upon His head. They put spikes through His hands and through His feet. His precious blood flowed on the cross. And He did all of it for you and for me. Tonight is not about sad tales. It's not about the heartaches that you're carrying. Tonight is a night of triumph. Tonight is a night of victory. Tonight is a night of focusing our attention upon the Lord and what He's done for us. And no matter how bad the world may seem to be getting, King Jesus is still on His throne. Amen. And He has cared and died for His own. His promises are true. He will not forget you. And I'm telling you, He's worthy to be praised. I want to give you just a few thoughts. Basically, I just want to read this passage of Scripture concerning the Lord's table, and then we're calling the church into session here, and we're going to partake of the bread, and we're going to partake of the juice tonight. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He brake it and said, take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner also He took the cup when He had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of Me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. If we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Let me paraphrase. What we're about to partake of is a very serious thing in the eyes of Almighty God. In the New Testament, they were taking the Lord's Supper and feeding their own stomachs. They were trying to satisfy, if you will, their own sinful appetite. It wasn't a sin to have an appetite, but they were using the Lord's Supper set apart for remembrance of Him to try to satisfy their hunger. And God says that's taking it unworthily. The Bible says, let a man so examine himself. Tonight, if you are saved and you know it, and your heart is right with God and you know it, You are welcome to partake of this Lord's Supper, whether you are a member here or not. It's between you and the Lord. Some churches are closed where it's just members. Our church is not that way. We let you examine yourself. If you are in the faith and you in your heart believe God wants you to partake of this, you are welcome to do so. And let me say this to you. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to partake of the bread and partake of the juice. We're not asking, are you perfect? Nobody's perfect. But how are you approaching the Lord's Supper? That's the key. So as we come together here, the deacons are going to be serving you. We're going to serve the bread, serve the juice, and at the end, God willing, we're going to give you time to testify. We'll sing a little bit, and we'll be done. But let's think about the Lord tonight. Let's try the best we can to set aside everything else and completely dwell on Jesus Christ. Has the Lord been good to you? Has Jesus been good to you? Has the Lord Jesus Christ blessed your life? Are you saved tonight? Do you know the Lord? Let me tell you why. His broken body and His shed blood. That's why we do this. And may the Lord add His blessing. You'll notice there's three chairs up here. One is for me, one is for our deacon chairman, and there's a chair that nobody will sit in behind. Maybe you can't see that. That chair is a symbol of the Lord Himself. Because remember, He said, I will not taste this juice again until the day that I taste it with you in my Father's kingdom. That's enough to think about right there, friends. That's enough to dwell on, isn't it? Let's praise Him tonight. Amen? I'm going to ask our preacher, if you wouldn't mind, sir, this will launch this. As soon as he says amen, I'd like the deacons to stand, okay? If you'll just pray, preacher, that the Lord will be pleased with this and help us as we partake of the Lord's Supper. Jesus said, "Take, eat, for this is my body, which is broken for you." And before we do this, I'd like to ask Brother Jack Mosier, sir, if you'll stand and ask the Lord, thank the Lord for his broken body upon Calvary. If you'll stand and pray, and then we'll partake of the bread. Take, eat. ask Brother Marty Scroggs if you wouldn't mind to stand and specifically thank the Lord for what this juice represents. This juice represents the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So if you'll pray, sir, please. Jesus on that night said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's sing this chorus together. I'm going to ask my grandma if she wouldn't mind just to drop out. Let's sing this chorus. "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and so free." We'll sing this together, give you a few minutes to testify. If you'd like to do so, these young men will have a microphone to bring to you, and we'll just go as long as the Lord leads, okay? Let's sing it together. "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free." Tonight, if you stand to testify, again, no bad stories, no bad reports. We don't allow it tonight, okay? This is about the Lord, his sacrifice, what he means to you, his salvation in your life. Let's praise him tonight. If you feel led and you're able to stand, I'd like to ask you to stand. Wait till one of the men bring you a microphone so the folks listening live can participate in your testimony. If you cannot stand, but you want to testify, just raise your hand at us. They'll be happy to bring one to you. So who'll be first tonight? You feel like the Lord wants you to say something this evening, right here.
Well, I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. It's been about 41 years ago, and I still remember if it was yesterday, and I didn't understand anything, but the Holy Spirit just taught me, and I asked Jesus to save me, come in my heart, and ever since that, I just had a heart toward him, and I wanted to live for him, and I was thinking, one day we are going to sit at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
And he's going to drink that juice new with us in heaven. And I just want to thank the Lord also for he's answered so many prayers for me in the past year. And one particular prayer was praying for me and my family, and the Lord just, it was just a miracle how he answered that prayer. And I just want to praise him for that, because I'm his little child. And the Lord reminds me of that every once in a while. I was telling someone this morning that, you know, we just go on in our lives and we just think, you know, that we can take care of this, take care of that, because we're adults. But one day the Lord just, he didn't audibly speak to me, but it was like the Lord said to me when I was just so burdened and praying, and he said, "Judy, you're not my adult, you're my child." And I'm still daddy's little girl. And I just want to thank him for that. And I love him for what he did for me. And there's just not enough words to thank him for.
Amen.
And how much he loves me. And I thank him so much for my family, my children. I just thank the Lord, how the Lord saved them. And they're here with me all the time. And I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Somebody else.
The greatest love that I ever was shown when Jesus died on the throne, or died, excuse me a minute, died on the cross for me. And all the blessings since then, my family, one day I'll see them. And I have that hope.
Amen. Amen. Good. Somebody else, you just feel the Lord leading you to do so. Yes, right back here, Matthew.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me. It was in 1956 at Glenwood Baptist Church. I remember it just the same as if it was yesterday. And I know that I'm right now just as good as if I was in heaven. I didn't know it at that time, but I have learned and grown in Christ.
Amen.
And have learned that.
Amen.
And I thank the God for it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Saving my soul, and for the bus ministry. I mean, today, our bus left really late today, and I was thinking, who are we going to pick up so late? And, I mean, Russ got several phone calls, are we having church? And he said, yes, we're just running late, and there was a little boy running to get on our bus, running. And they're so excited to come to church, and they all bring their Bibles, and they're just so excited to come. I'm so thankful for the bus ministry.
Amen. 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 God bless you.
Preacher, I just praise the Lord for how amazing He is. And this morning, as I was preparing and studying for Sunday school, I just got a vision again of the Lord on how He is high and lifted up. And sitting in heaven and just hearing you all sing today from the front was different. And it just gets a little taste of heaven. And you think of millions and millions of people standing around the throne of God, praising Him because worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And He is worthy of honor and glory and blessing and dominion and praise. And He is the one that has redeemed us and given us this privilege to be His children and to bear His name and to share that name with other people. And it is amazing. It is so amazing. And it's such a privilege we have to be His children. Don't ever be ashamed of it.
Amen. Amen. Good. Somebody else.
I just want to thank God for, it just seems like every time I turn my back on Him, He never does it to me, and He just always comes back and lets me find Him again, and I don't deserve it. You know, I'm dirty and filthy, but He doesn't look at me that way, and I just want to thank God for it.
Amen. Amen. We're glad to have you here with us, my friend. God bless you.
I'm glad God is love, and I'm glad God is a God of second chances, because He gave me second chances. He gave me more than second chances, and because of that, we got saved Easter Sunday, 1980 here, and I'm glad He gave me a good church. We could have been born anywhere in America. We could have been born to somebody that was in a cult, and I think we're going to die and go to heaven, and the second we die, we wake up in hell. We've got something here.
Amen.
We've got something here to tell people about.
Yes.
And I thank Him. Love Him.
Amen. 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 Somebody else. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what You hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in Your ear. So somebody just have to give a testimony. You help yourself.
About his blood. From the foundation of the world, he said that for you and I. You can see that written in blood from Genesis all the way through the Bible. The day he went on that cross, he died for them. Praise his name.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. That's not just a children's song. That's our song too. Yes, sir.
It amazes me the price he paid and how free it is. You meet all kinds of people out there. They stand before you convicted of all different kinds of sin. And yet the free gift cost them the same.
Yes.
He paid it all.
Amen. Amen.
And no matter what it is, he washes their sin away.
Yes.
With that blood.
Amen. Amen.
And it cost us nothing. Cost us nothing. Oh, what a privilege it is just to share.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Somebody else.
First of all, I want to say I love the Lord, and I want to thank him for saving me 24 years ago, September the 19th. And he's been better to me than anybody. And if I die tomorrow, I can say that he's been better to me than I ever deserved. My family's saved, and we're praying that the baby, when she gets old enough, she'll get saved. I was thinking the other night, sitting on a Wednesday night service, I was sitting in the balcony with my brother, and I got to thinking, how many years did I pray for him to save my brother? And I was thinking, now our whole family's in church. The kids that are old enough, they're saved. And we'll all be in heaven together one day.
Amen.
And I just want to thank him and praise him for what he's done in my life.
Amen.
He's been better to me than I could ever imagine. And way more than I deserve.
Amen. God bless you. You keep singing for the Lord. He's blessed you, no doubt about it. Somebody else.
You say when your heart's pounding out of your chest that you need to stand up. So my heart's pounding out of my chest. In the Bible, God's word is so powerful. And I'm so thankful for it. And in the Bible, in Exodus 12 and 23, I was reading, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door. And he will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you." I am thankful that the Lord sees his blood when he passes over me.
Amen.
I am thankful for salvation. And just like Ashley was talking about, the salvation of my family and my son, and we're praying for our daughter. God is so good. And I am so looking forward to that wonderful peace that we'll have when we see him someday.
Amen. 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 Very good. Yes. Back here.
I'd just like to praise the Lord for saving me and for always supplying all of our needs. He is just always faithful, always forever faithful. He's my best friend, and I just love him so much, and I praise his name.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me 4 years ago.
Wonderful. Amen.
I want to thank God for letting me live in a Christian home and give me another day to live.
Amen. Amen. Good.
I want to thank God for everything he's done for me. And I'm thankful that he sent his son and that he died on the cross. And it wasn't just for me, and it wasn't just for all the people in his church. It was for everybody. And everybody can accept it. And I'm thankful that he made a way for me to go to heaven.
Amen. Somebody else.
Somehow this is a little more intimidating than in Africa or anywhere else that I've done this. Many of you know me. I'm Beth Rourke. I'm part of the Rourke family. It's been many, many, many years since I've lived in this area. I see a lot of new faces here, so many of you would not know me at all. But I just wanted to praise the Lord for salvation, for my salvation. And I'm thankful for the ministry of this church. Many of you ministered in my life as a child, as a teenager. You played a huge part in my life to get me to where I am. And where I am is in Mwanza, Tanzania, and I run a children's home. And I have 55 children that I take care of, that we minister the gospel to, that we've seen many come to salvation and to be discipled. So the extension you've had in my life is extended into Tanzania to these 55 children that you have never met, and someday hopefully you'll meet in heaven. And so I'm thankful for the ministry of the people here, your faithfulness to obey God's call in your life, and how you continue to do so in the bus ministry and in Sunday school and children's church. It's a great thing. The second thing I wanted to say was, many of you saw the anniversary announcement for my parents in the bulletin today, and so my family, we've been working on preparing for that, and through that process, we've been looking through pictures and covering facts from our life and things, and we've all been gobsmacked, is that a good word? Gobsmacked by what God has done, how he has answered prayer. As all of you know, in your families, you have many good things to report, many good things that happen, and then there are some disappointments, some sad things that occur. But it's just amazing how God uses all of that, how he blesses us, how he changes us and directs us to look to him through all of those things. And we've just been overwhelmed looking through pictures and facts, like I mentioned, and just how good God has been to us, how he's answered prayer, and how he's used disappointments to encourage us to look to him and to praise his faithfulness. So I could not share those things. So thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Anybody else? Right here, Brent.
I've been working for many years for family members, cousins and all. And about a couple Sundays ago, Pastor, you strongly encouraged us to visit them again. And I've been sending out emails. I've even done videos. I've done all sorts of stuff. And I sent out an email not long ago giving Tom Farrell's 12 minutes for them to view. So I talked to one of my cousins that was an attorney. And I spoke to him and I asked him, hey, did you look at that? Did you visit it? Oh, I didn't get it. That's okay. I can send it again. He's got it again. My next call to him, oh, did you get to look at it? My thing is, they must see, they must hear. If you isolate yourself, you'll die lost. But all that I'd been doing, God gave me a blessing this past week. My wife was talking to my daughter that was saved when she was about 6. And she told me that my little grandson, I only got one, so he's pretty precious. My little grandson, 4 years old, went camping with his daddy. And they were cooking and all this stuff. It was just daddy and my grandson. And he said, Daddy, I don't want to go to hell. So that triggered the talk with daddy and him. Ben was really wanting to make sure he understood what he was talking about. So he asked him questions. And he kept, listen, this kid is about like an adult. So he kept asking more. What it came down to, he prayed and had childlike faith. Amen. And so we're not going to push it, but I'm hoping he's going to tell Papa what happened when he went camping.
Amen.
Amen.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Okay, so my heart's pounding out of my chest too, but I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Beth. I am so grateful for this church. I grew up here. And coming back here was difficult, to come back to a church, because my life kind of went in a wrong direction. But to come back and to see all the wonderful faces and the people that have invested their time in me. I could go through all the whole room, Mrs. Brinkley, and I mean, they're everywhere I look. And I just want to praise the Lord for all the people that invested their time, and whether it was Awana's or the Sunday school teachers, Mr. Curley comes to my heart. There's so many people that come to my heart and my mind. I want to thank you for your love. I want to praise the Lord for all the kindness that everyone has given to me since coming back. And this is a gift. This church is a gift. The kind of people in this church are a gift. And I want to praise the Lord for Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church and for the new friends that I've made, for the old friends that I've made new friends. Thank you so much for being a ministry in my life, for all those of you who invested in Sunday school with me as a kid, or children's church, or Awana's. I gratefully am thankful for you listening to the Lord's call. And I just praise the Lord for all the many things that he's done in my life. I praise the Lord for my family. I praise the Lord for family members who have prayed without ceasing for me. And I just want to say, if you have a loved one who is strayed away from the Lord, don't stop praying, because God hears your prayers.
Amen.
And he will draw them back to him according to his will. Granddaddy, I love you, and I thank you for your many, many prayers for me.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
I'm thankful for my friends, for my teachers, for my parents, for my brother, and for everything else God's done for me.
Amen. Very good.
I'm glad that God has let me.
That's my little girl, by the way, friends. She said, I'm glad God let me get saved. That's good. That blesses your heart, doesn't it? Blesses mine. I don't know if it blesses yours. Praise the Lord for it. I like it when children testify. I believe the Lord's pleased with that, too.
Jody, I'd like to been that centurion soldier that when he went to the cross, he didn't believe. But when he seen the darkness and he saw the earthquake and he
the veil rent from the top to the bottom. And then they came to do the custom of breaking his legs. You know, he said, "You don't need to. He's already dead." And he confirmed that death. And Mary Magdalene was there. And you know, it says she was the first there and the last to leave the cross, and she was the first to the tomb. And then I'd like to go to that tomb, and I'd like to be in the men, and when they ran to the tomb, there was two angels sitting there. They say, you know, they just questioned them. In other words, like you said, doubt. And when they said, why or who are you seeking? In other words, and then the famous words was, he's not here. And then all those years I taught world history in school, you know, you couldn't really come out and but it was with history when you got to the Jewish people in Israel, and you would ask these kids, and you would give them quizzes. I give quiz after quiz, and a lot of the kids don't even. And it's in America; they didn't even know what Jesus done. But you can't. You just can't. There's no. How can anybody doubt? How can anybody say there's no God? And here's the main thing, Jody, and I'll shut up. All that history I taught, I say all the great Buddha, all the great gods that they've claimed to be gods. You can go to a tomb. They even got some of them on display, and you can see them. They're there. And they say, "Well, Coach, how do you know your God's real?" I said, "Let's go to his tomb, and let's see if he's there." And they don't know what they can't answer that. But thank God, Jody, that he is the resurrection.
Amen.
He is the life.
Amen.
He is love.
Yes.
And he is the light.
Amen. Amen.
And it says he's the light in darkness.
Yes.
And there's no hope but him.
Amen.
And thank the good Lord for sending the Lashley family this way.
Amen.
He knew what he had a plan, God did. That was the man he brought him here to get it going. And he knew when you was born, the day mama brought you home, and you cried for 3 days, but the day they brought you home, he had a plan.
That's my dad, by the way, friends, okay?
And I tell you, when you gave up baseball, it killed me. You know, I was a father, and I wanted to see how far you can go. But I thank God often, every night. I'd rather see you here than to be the best player in the majors, because you're doing what you're supposed to do.
That's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
I'm not good at this, but I feel like it's way overdue. And I want to thank the Lord and this church for praying for me and my family this past year. You know, I tell people that, you know, I was blessed to get cancer because the Lord opened up doors that I wouldn't walk through. It opened up going to the hospital, visiting other people. It opened up doors talking to other cancer patients, even at Vanderbilt, emailing people. I mean, I've got people emailing me wanting to talk to me about what I went through. And all I can say is that the Lord blessed me. And then he blessed my family.
Amen.
And that I'm thankful that I had cancer, that I've been able to walk through.
Amen.
To grow closer to the Lord.
Yes.
And to do things that I wouldn't normally do. But I just thank the Lord for everything that he's done for me and for Amen. My family. And I love the Lord and I love this church.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. What a testimony, that family right there. Praise the Lord. What a testimony. It has been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to thank the Lord for dying for my sins. He's blessed me and blessed my family. I thank him for everything he's gave me. And I thought so much about him going to that old cross, shedding his blood. And one thing I keep going back to, why couldn't you just give him a drink of water? Why did you have to put that bitter in his mouth? And I just think, now he's got the living water. But I can't help every time I read my Bible, that comes back. Why didn't they give him just a sip of water? I thank him for dying for my sins, for saving me.
Yes. Amen. 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 Good. We let the Lord have his way. I don't want to rush the Lord. By the way, he likes things like this. He tabernacles among a people like this. He inhabiteth the praises of his people. It means he wants to dwell where he's being praised. I believe he's here tonight, don't you? We know he's here, but I'm talking about we feel his presence with us. Makes it worth it, doesn't it? Somebody else just have to testify. You just have to. Just want to give you an opportunity. Yes. Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you. Yes.
I'd like to take a minute to thank Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. We came here and we have been here 46 years. And it's a wonderful church. And we have made friends here, and you have been lifted us up in prayer. Our family's been through a lot of medical emergencies, and the Lord has been good to us. And I just, I think Debbie Seaman and I, she's on vacation, but she said to me one day, Edith, when's the next foot going to fall on you? And I said, well, I don't know, but the Lord is there. And if he leads us down a path, he gives us grace.
Amen.
For that path. And he's let us down quite a few very significant paths. And I just want to thank him for his grace and mercy. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank him for my family, my church family, and my own personal family. And Beth gave a sweet testimony. And one of the things that I would encourage everyone to do is, because we have been remembering And one of the things we've been remembering in preparation for the 50th wedding anniversary we're going to celebrate this year is we have been remembering what God has done personally for our family. And there have been some significant events where God has answered prayer, and we know that he is real. Amen. And that he hears and answers Amen. Prayer. And Amen. Every family, every person needs to know that God is real. He does love us, and he will answer our prayer in his will, in Amen. His way, in Amen. His time.
Amen. Amen. Good. All hearts clear. Let's sing this together. We'll be dismissed. Before we do sing it, I'd do an injustice to you if I let this service come and go and take for granted that everybody here is a born-again child of God. So if you're here tonight and you're not saved, or you don't know the Lord, or you're not even sure what I'm even talking about, I'd like to personally introduce you to the best friend I've ever met and ever will meet. His name is Jesus Christ. He's been good to me, been good to all of us. If you have questions about eternity, if you're not sure about salvation, if you're not sure about your soul, you come see us. We'll be happy to help you. Before you leave tonight, you come. You come to me. I'll be up here in the front. You come to me. I'll help you any way I can. If it's a lady, we'll get you with a lady. If it's a man, I'll sit down personally myself with you, and we'll tell you about what it takes to be a Christian, trusting Jesus Christ. It's been a sweet service, been a precious service. We give the Lord the glory for it. I know no better way to end it than with this verse of this song, and many of you are ahead of me already, aren't you? I believe if I had to choose a favorite verse in the entire hymnal, I believe it would be this verse, because it just kind of summarizes it. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. Let's all stand together, please, and let's sing this together. Let's all bow our heads, close our eyes in adoration of our Lord, thanksgiving to our Lord, and let's sing this as our closing prayer. And I remind, if you're a man and you'd like to be involved in the international ministry, we have a meeting right after this service. If you'll come quickly up here to my left, your right, let's sing this as our closing prayer. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise Him. I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood can wash away each stain. See you Wednesday night. God bless you, unless you're coming to the meeting up here. Thank you for being here this evening.